Hi friends, welcome to the Mama.Wife Life Podcast. I'm your hostess Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Hi guys, so welcome back. So I got a very exciting email this evening before I was getting everything all packed up to start this episode. And I saw that we have now officially been moved onto the Apple iTunes podcast. So now you can rate, review, do all of those wonderful things because that is something that I need on that particular platform. So I just wanted to touch on a few topics today, this week, about mom friends, about the dreaded mom friends, and the mom shamers, because those are always a fantastic time. But my biggest issue that I have is making mom friends, finding mom friends, people that I actually end up becoming friends with that I can connect with. It's like near to impossible, honestly. Like I meet women and I can be friends with them when I'm there in the moment, and then the follow through of getting together and having coffee and trying to connect later on, it never happens. And I don't understand why. I feel like maybe because my own anxiety holds me back. I'm worried that they aren't gonna like me, or I'm going to say something and then they're not gonna want to hang out with me. Like, Lord even knows why, but I feel like I'm my own worst enemy when it comes to meeting other moms. I don't do playgroups, because every single time I've been to a playgroup, I feel so uncomfortable. I feel like all these people are judging me in some way, shape, or form. And they probably aren't. But then at the same time, I just don't feel welcome. And maybe it's because I've never really been part of the popular crowd or the cool crowd. And whenever I go to these playgroups, it always seems to be like these groups of moms. Like, it's very rare that I've ever gone into a playgroup and there's only like one or two individual moms by themselves. Like, it's always usually a mom with her friends or a mom meeting other moms that she's known there. And so I'm like the third wheel, and I go in and I have my kids and I'm anxious because, you know, if my kid does something crazy, as he does, I feel like they're like, oh my god, he's gonna hurt himself. I'm like, yeah, he probably will. He'll probably fall and hit his noodle, which is his head, and then he'll cry, and then they're like just so upset because I said that he was gonna fall and hit his head. And I don't know, I feel like that's one reason that I have such a hard time connecting with these other moms that I go out and I try to connect with, but I just can't seem to get over that like big hump of, all right, let's go out for coffee. And maybe it's because I don't leave my kids. And that's probably has a lot to do with the fact that my anxiety is so bad. And the thought of leaving them and going out for the night is really, really hard. Like, I haven't done that. I have a 3-year-old and a 19-month-old, and I have yet to actually go out and do something that's fun outside of being like with my husband or with family. So, and maybe that's probably why I can't, because I meet a lot of women, they're like, yeah, we're gonna go dancing, we're gonna go, and I'm like, yeah, I get lots of invites, I get lots of Facebook, you know, people send you those, oh, we're having girls night, wine night, whatever. And yesterday I picked up my phone and there's probably, I'm not even a word of a lie, there's probably like 8 things sent out to me. And I was just like, it's a Tuesday or it's a Thursday and it's at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, those days don't work. And I don't go out ever past like my kids' bedtimes because I just want to be home. And I don't know about you, but then I feel kind of guilty because I feel like I'm letting myself down, that I should be going out and doing something that's making me feel good. And I've tried to go out and get my hair done, and I've tried to go out and get my nails done, and I've tried to go out tanning, and I just feel like I'm constantly chasing this magical bubble of happiness that is not within my reach, because I'm trying to do things to make me feel better about myself, but I feel like the things I'm doing because I want other people to like me, if that makes any sense whatsoever, because I don't wear makeup. The only time I ever wear makeup is when I do photo shoots. because I was a model for years, but I don't wear it now. I don't even do my hair. Like I cut my hair off into a short little bob because I just got sick and tired of it being so thin and non-exciting. So I got off track there. I apologize. But I've been trying to find a way to connect with other people, and I go see them and they have like these fake eyelashes and they're these fake nails, and they're like, oh yeah, we had a girls weekend. And I'm like, I can't relate to anybody in this room because my excitement is I'm gonna have a bubble bath. Like, that literally is one of the only things that makes me feel good. Since we moved, I have found a coffee shop down the road from me, and that's kind of turned into my special thing, that I can go down and have a delicious cup of coffee and it's a 5-minute walk. But I really miss having friends. Like, it really sucks. It's being a mom and being home with my kids, I'm so lonely. It is the most loneliest, isolating thing I think us as humans experience, because back when you look back on history of humans, they always had like a group of people, right? Like your village. And I wholeheartedly don't feel like I have a village. I have people I talk to and people that I hang out with here and there, but I don't know how many people would actually show up, because when you have a village, you have people that show up for you. And like, and I have my family, yes, and they show up, but I'm talking about friendships. Like I have one very good friend of mine, and if she's listening to this, I talk to her every single morning, and I haven't seen her since October just because we live in two completely different cities and our lives are so busy. And then I have another friend and she brings me soup and I have another friend that lives in a completely different country who I FaceTime on the regular, and those are like the three people I talk to on a regular basis. But I don't get any people-to-people connection, and I think that's where the awkwardness comes from. I think that that's where the loneliness comes from, because the only person that I see or I get to hang out with is my husband and my children. And yes, I love my husband and I love my children, but I just fucking miss hanging out with other people. Like, even if it's like a group of us, like a bunch of guys and girls, like I just miss having friends. Like, I went out with a buddy of mine today and we were talking, and it was like the first time that I've gone out with actually a friend of mine. And we just kind of went around and we had breakfast, and then we went and we had some drinks and we just cruised around downtown. And I left feeling so full of just like happiness, and I'm like, this is what I'm missing. Like, this is why I feel so bummed out all the time, because I've unintentionally isolated myself. And I think it happens when you get married and when you have kids, because friendships dissolve, your connections dissolve, because you're in a different place in your life than all of your other friends. So when you're hitting the point that you're getting married, your friend is hitting the point where she's just dating somebody and they want to move away, or your other friend's just hitting a point where she's going to be having twins, right? And so we're all on these different levels of life and we all want to go through it together. But a lot of the close relationships that I see and admire, I find that a lot of them are from when they're really young and they have gone through all their schooling together and they made a point of doing girls nights. Like, I have like my one friend who brings me soup, I've literally known her since kindergarten, but like we don't really do too much FaceTime because she has two kids, right? And so like I don't hold it against her because I'm just as guilty, right? I have two kids and I don't leave the house, but I just miss having somebody that's down the street that is like my buddy that I can go and I can hang out with, because I feel like that would make such a significant difference in my mental health and my emotions and feeling good about myself, because I'm actually being able to interact with somebody and just shoot the shit with them. Because I can't, as much as I love my husband, I cannot just unload all of my drama and all of the shit that's going on onto him. Because a lot of it, like, it's girl talk. And I just, I've never girl talked with my husband, and I've always had friends that when we didn't have kids and we weren't married, I was very social. I had a job out of the house. I met people, and it's like 100%. You have kids, you get married, and if you decide to stay home, then yeah, it ends up being like a thing that you are not intentionally trying to keep yourself away from people, but it ends up becoming a thing because you're worried about, okay, I have to do groceries, I have to get Johnny to karate, and I have to take Sarah to gymnastics, and you end up just getting so lost in like your responsibilities that you lose yourself. And then it's when I was in our last episode, I was talking about how like we don't flirt, or like you forget how to flirt. It's like you forget how to, not that you're flirting with your friends, with your girlfriends to like become friends, but you forget how to like spark a conversation. Because I'm really good at going out and I can talk to anybody on the street. I can be like, hey, how are you? Like, tell them a big story or whatever. But to continue on with that connection and make it something that's like a value and something that is a reoccurring situation, I suck at it. Like, I suck so bad at it. And people that are listening to this that know me are probably like, no, you don't. Yeah, I do. Because a lot of the people that I know, they talk to me on Instagram, they talk to me on Facebook, but I got such terrible social anxiety and anxiety with just strangers when I'm like, oh, I'm like going to meet a new like potential friend of mine, girlfriend. I get nervous, like literally cold feet, and it's the most pathetic thing ever because I'm like, oh my God, what if they don't like me? Like, that is literally what I think to myself. What if they don't like me? What if they judge me? What if they don't like how my kids act, right? And that goes hand in hand because if you have ever had a bad interaction with another mom in a mom group or out in public, it scars you. And I don't even think these women that are nasty and catty like that, I honest to God don't even think that they mentally process the fact that this mom might not, like, she might just be hanging on by a thread that one day, and your shitty comment that you made could be pushing her over the edge. And I don't know if it's this day and age, and I don't know if it's the way that our society is, and because we're all on this digital, I'm gonna be an influencer on Instagram, which is gonna be a whole other topic because I'm on Instagram myself. I don't have very many followers. I follow a bunch of people that are like influencers or whatever. And like, I just feel so disconnected from them because being when you're on social media and you're trying to connect with people, you the whole thing is you have to engage with them. But I don't know if you've watched the show The Circle, but it's like that's just it. You want to make friends, but everything's a digital age, and so you're making friends with these people online, and you don't even know if, Amanda Ivy is Amanda Ivy. What if Amanda Ivy is Brad Shoemaker? I don't know who these people are. So if you are these actual people, I apologize. I don't know who these people are. And so again, and that makes me more nervous. Like, okay, do I want like making friends with people? And so when people will message me on Instagram, I send them a video to be like, this is me. Like, it's actually me. And it's very rare that I get a video back. And so then I'm like, well, I'm not going to talk to this person because if you can't talk to me face to face, then I'm not going to talk to you text, right? And then my relationships just dissolve because again, they probably have anxiety too, but it gives me anxiety trying to make friends over a social network. When all I want to do is have a physical relationship with anybody that I could just go and hang out with. And so, like today, when I went out and I had fun and it was so amazing, it was like the goodness or the like, what's that soup? That chicken soup for your soul thing. It was so fantastic. And I came home and I felt I had so much energy we did nothing. We just sat and went to two bars and hung out and just like talked about life. It was completely not exciting, but it was so nice to go and listen to another person's stories and having your stories listened to. And because if I tell my husband the same 8 stories by the 9th time, he's like, okay, I get it. You've told me that 8 times. We're good now, honey. You don't need to keep going with that. So it's just, it is something that I really, really, really struggle with. And I have no idea how I'm going to fix it. And I would love for anyone that has suggestions or whatnot, because I am at a loss, because I want to make friends. I want to hang out with people. I want to have girlfriends come over and play board games. And it's like, I see on Facebook and they're like, let's have a girls' night. Let's go do this. And it's like, why can't we have a girls' noon hour or like a girls' like 10 o'clock in the morning and go have coffee? Why does it have to be so like late in the night? Because I don't like leaving my kids. And I feel like because I don't like leaving my kids, then it's kind of like I don't fit in with anybody. It's really hard, because when I, before I had kids, I had a lot of friends. And over the last 4 years, I don't get to, like, they don't reach out to me. Like, I will try and reach out to them, but they're, like, those relationships, they've all dissolved. I don't see them. I don't even know if they would recognize me if I walked down the street without me initiating. And that's another thing, is I have lots of people that are friends on my Facebook, and I will see them on, like, in, like, on the street in real life, and we'll make eye contact, but they won't say anything to me. And that grinds my gears even more, because it's like, so are we friends or are we fake friends? Like, how, like, what is like the way that we should be like going about this? Because somebody needs to write like a book about how to navigate making mom friends, because it really makes me feel crappy, because I have friends that don't have kids, and I have one and I don't even know what's going on with her. Like, I try to get hold of her and she just is off the face of the earth. So, and then my anxiety is like, well, she's mad. And that's what happens, right? Like, oh, well, she must be mad. And she's not. She's probably just living her life. But I crave that connection with anybody. And then when I'm reaching out with them, it's not getting anywhere. And so I'm sorry, I'm just blabbering on here, and I don't know if you guys can even relate to this at all, but it's something that has been kind of bothering me. Like, when I think about going out to do things and have to interact with other people, it makes me really almost emotional, because I'm almost scared. Like, because again, I'm scared of the judgment. I'm scared of the people ignoring me or making me feel like I'm not welcome. And I'm a breastfeeding mom, and I breastfeed my 19-month-old, and so that comes with a whole other like slew of stresses, because I've been pretty lucky so far. I've never had anybody say anything to me, but it makes me nervous going out. What if my 19-month-old wants to breastfeed? And what if my 3-year-old wants to act like a crazy person? Because he's 3 and he has big emotions for 3 years old. And then people judge you for it. Oh, your kid's bad. Oh, your kid's this. Oh, your kid's that. Because apparently all of these people that say all these things, their kids are perfect. And don't get me wrong, I haven't necessarily had anybody say anything to me. I've had other moms mention that they've had things said to them, and it upsets me. It upsets me that we are not supporting each other. We're not there for each other. We're not showing up for each other. We're doing actually the exact opposite of that. Because if you ask a question and it's not worded the correct way, then you offend people. And if you, for example, I just had somebody tell me recently that they took their kids from the car to the mall, and because it's winter time here, right? And you can't wear a winter jacket in the car seat. Your babies can't, because when you have a big bulky car seat, when you have a big bulky jacket on and you put them in the car seat, you have to loosen the straps, right? Okay, that's not safe, because if you slam on the brakes, that is not going to hold your baby in because it's been stretched out for the puffiness of your coat. So in Canada here, you cannot do that, because if you get in a car accident, your baby will be like severely injured. So here you see a lot of babies with like sweaters and that type of thing on, or like car seat ponchos. And so she brought her children in, and as she's walking in, someone was like giving her slack for not having a jacket on her kids. And she's just like, they have sweaters, mitts, and a hat on, and we're coming from the car to inside. Like, it's against the car seat like laws to put your kids. And it's like, of course it's the older people that don't know all the new laws and regulations, but they are the first people to give you all of, oh, you're still breastfeeding, you should put them on cow's milk. Oh, you're co-sleeping? Yeah, I am. And that is a true statement. I myself am still co-sleeping. Both my children are still in my room. Judge me, I don't care. My anxiety, my three-year-old is a sneaky little ninja, and I do not trust him. He sneaks out of the bedroom every single morning, and if it wasn't for my door being loud when it opens, I would not hear him. And so he sleeps in like a crib side. I have the one side off, and it's zip tied to my bed frame. And then my 19-month-old sleeps in bed with me. But you have people judging me for it and other moms for it. And I just don't understand where people get off thinking that they have this right to say anything to you about your parenting choices, because it is in no way, shape, or form going to directly affect them in any way. But it's like, they're like, oh, I don't agree with that, so I'm going to express my disapproval of this situation, and then maybe I'll make this mom feel like a bag of shit. Well, you know what? Fuck you. That's what I have to say about that, because don't think for a second that you have the right to judge a mom or make a mom feel uncomfortable. Because like I said before, every single mom is struggling in her own journey, and it might not be the same as me or you or the person sitting beside you, but we are all trying to swim in this ocean of life with our children. And it would just be so much more productive if we stopped being so nasty with our teeth and our claws out and started being a little bit more compassionate and helpful towards our fellow moms. Because everyone's had those days. And if you're saying you don't, you're a liar. You are 100% a liar, because we have all had those days where you wake up and your kids are freaking out and you're tired and your kids embarrass you, because that's what kids do, because they're little humans and they don't understand, and you're out in public and then people are side-eyeing you, side-eyed Karen, that's what I call her. And it's like everybody was the first ones to like come up and judge you, but there's not a single person who's going to stand up and defend you. And that's what I think is the problem with the society and where we are with our moms, and what's going on with our mental health, and why we are having problems connecting, is because we don't know how to connect anymore, because we've gotten so scared to. You want to go make friends? Of course you do. And unless you are damn lucky that you have some solid friends that you have that are like thick and thin, ride or die friends, there's a very high possibility that when you decide to get married and you have kids, by the time that all comes and you are now like in the muck of things with two babies, the friends that you started out with at like your wedding or when you started dating are not going to be the same friends sitting at your table with your kids, because you just don't have a connection with them. You have nothing in common. It takes a very solid friendship for somebody to make an effort to come by and be a part of your children's lives. And it's, like I said, I have a very select few amount of people that do show up and do make an effort to be a part of my life and my and my kids' lives, but I still miss having friends and doing stuff. And like I said, I've tried to go out and just do things like, okay, I'll go get my hair cut and then I'll get to talk to a hairdresser lady, and that's fun for a few minutes. And then I come home and it's like a temporary high or like a temporary makes me feel good. But then I'm right back at square one where I'm like, I'm lonely and I want to hang out with people. And so I'm hoping that now, since we've moved and we're in a different location and we're really close to downtown, and I can get out and kind of be more active in my community, because in my area there's a lot of community things that we can do, especially in the summertime, that maybe I can accidentally make some mom friends. But I just have to really try and find my people, because I'm a funny duck. Like, I can be the babe with all the makeup and get dressed and wear stilettos, and by the way, wearing the high heels is not fun. And I can be the skater girl, and I can be the like tomboy. And I think that's probably where my problem is like, I don't have like a thing I slide into. Like, I can be friends with everybody. It's just a matter of trying to find people that are solid and are gonna be there for me, and vice versa, right? Like, I don't want to be needy. Nobody likes someone that's needy, right? That's the quickest way to kill a friendship. But you also want to have someone where you can just like call up and be like, hey, what are you doing? Let's go get french fries and a coffee. But like I said, it's like, it's hard. It's really, really, really hard. So again, I'm sorry if I've just been ranting for the last 26 minutes. But that's something that's been brought to my attention a couple times in the last few days, was this topic, and I wanted to bring it up. And so I wanted to get some people's feedback on that and see what they have to say, because I'm sure that I can't be alone in this, and I'm hoping that over time it gets better. Once my kids start school, maybe it'll get a little bit better, because they will have friends, and then their friends will want to hang out. Like, that's kind of, I'm hoping that's going to be my saving grace. But we'll have to wait and see, because this parenting thing, 10 out of 10, like, nobody prepared me for it. It's been a ride, because going through your ups and your downs and your emotions, and it's difficult. And my sister came by on the weekend, and it's like, I get so excited to see somebody else, and it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna sit here and cry on here, but it's just like, it speaks volumes to how isolating being a mom is, and how, like, we don't have a car. I don't have a lot of means to go and do stuff. So it kind of limits what I can and cannot do. And so I'm hoping that this summer and our new location and me being able to go out and do stuff, it will make things easier, because, man, wintertime is long. The snow is hard. And it makes you feel extra isolated on top of already feeling crappy. So, well, I'm going to sign off, and I'm sorry for getting emotional. If you guys have made it this far, I'm sorry this is not as exciting as last week's. My husband enjoyed being on the podcast. It's something that he wants to hop on. I think we need to start doing one with him. So I'll be doing, I think, maybe two episodes a week, because he really wants to do something and get his voice out there, which is totally fine. I'm cool with that. Just a matter of trying to figure out how I'm going to juggle all of that. And then I have a few other episodes that I'm going to be working on. It's going to take me a while. I'll probably put them out towards March, end of February, March. There are a couple really heavy hitters. They're going to be heavy, heavy episodes. And so I'm going to have to, They're probably going to be long. So I'm hoping that you guys will like those when they come out. And I will talk to you guys later. So I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening and a wonderful week ahead of you. Talk to you later. Bye, guys.